On Sunday night around 9:30, I was walking through a real nice neighborhood in DC with a couple of friends when all of a sudden I felt a stinging blow to my back. And I said, "Ouch," at which time my friend turned to me and said, "You've got a dart in your back."
Kirk Duncan works for NPR's corporate development department. He's one of 16 people in Washington, D.C., who've been shot at with what appear to be blow darts.
He pulled it out, and we looked at it and looked around, and we didn't see anyone around, so we just ran off in the event that there were going to be more darts shot at us. I could see from where my blood was on the tip that it penetrated about an eighth of an inch or so.
Similar attacks have been reported in nearby Prince George's County, Maryland. Most of them occurred last Sunday. For Kirk, the whole thing is disturbing.
The thing that's kind of eerie is that it was completely quiet. There was no, like, a gunshot, you hear, and you look around. But this was like, it's almost like it only, you know, it kind of happened in a vacuum almost.
Sergeant Joe Gentile is with the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Police Department.
We actually started getting reports of the dart attacks on July 14th. As a result of it being publicized in the news media, we had more people come forward and found out that one lady was actually struck on June 8th. And then one man on July 15th was standing at a bus stop when a dart missed him. So we had a total of 16 reported cases, 15 resulting in injury, and 7 of those requiring hospital treatment in and out.
Now, is there any pattern to these attacks that you can discern at all?
Not really. It appears that they may have started somewhere on New York Avenue, worked their way up into Northwest Washington, and possibly come back out that way. We also found out that the adjoining jurisdiction, Prince George's County, had initially 3, and now I'm told 4 reports of similar offenses. So we are working closely with them. We've created a task force. As a matter of fact, the darts are being sent over to the FBI lab today to be analyzed. There's nothing to indicate that they were coated with anything, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
So you are trying to determine if there was any poison on the tip of these darts?
Well, not so much poison, but any other possible substance. Obviously, if there was poison, unless it's very slow acting, these people would have been affected by it by now, but we just want to be doubly certain.
Now, can you explain to me what these darts are actually like and how? Are they blow darts?
They are classified as blow darts, or darts from a blow gun, I should say. And they're approximately 4 inches long. They have a plastic tip at the back of it, maybe a quarter of an inch long. And they're about the size of a good-sized hypodermic needle. They are usually fired through a tube described as a blow gun, and we've been advised that they could penetrate deep enough to hit a vital organ. The majority of people that were struck were pedestrians, but one man was struck as he was operating his vehicle, and fortunately he maintained control, but he could have easily lost control, killing himself or someone else. So this is a very serious matter, and we do want to find out who did this.
Do you have any ideas, any clues at all?
We are working on some information, but at this time it's too soon to say anything. It's important to us because it's classified as an assault with a dangerous weapon, and that's why we want to find these people and get them off the street.
Now, do you think it is more than one person?
That's the problem. We're not certain because the attacks appear to be coming from someone in an automobile, and it happens so quickly. It's a silent attack. By the time the victim realizes what has occurred, they really don't get a good description of the vehicle. We've had a couple of victims describe what they believe to be a white vehicle in the area, possibly a Chevy product, but nothing's been firmed up to confirm that at this time.
Now, you said these darts could cause serious injury, but so far the injuries haven't been too serious. Does it seem that whoever's doing this is aiming at areas of the body that wouldn't cause serious damage?
No, what I should note, maybe I didn't make clear, at least 7 of the people did have to go to the hospital to have these darts removed. That's how deeply they were embedded. Some people have been hit in the chest. That's near the heart. Some people have been hit in the back, some in the shoulder, some in the flank area. But that's just a matter of aim on their part, and anything could throw that off where they could go into the face or some other section of the body, or they could nick an artery.
Thanks very much, Sergeant.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Sergeant Joe Gentile of the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Police Department.